Good morning and welcome to the 2008 Nursing Pinning Ceremony. We are very pleased that all of you could be here with us today to join in this celebration, because many of you have been there with us throughout the entire 4 years, 2 years, however long, 5 years, however long we have all been here. You've cried with us, you've definitely laughed with us, and you've been there to celebrate our good grades and our accomplishments and to pick us up when we have not done as well as we had liked. So we just want to thank you once again, and I hope you enjoy the time here.
I would now like to introduce Burl Brubaker. Burl grew up in Belleville, Pennsylvania, and came to EMU in 1960. She completed her nursing degree along with Riverside Hospital in Newport News, Virginia. She continued her education, receiving her master's degree from the University of Pennsylvania and then her doctorate degree from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. She came back to EMU in 1970, first as a nursing instructor and then became the department chair in 1984. After 24 years, she became the vice president of enrollment and in 2000 became the provost. She is married to Mark Brubaker and has 4 grandchildren. After she retires in June, she will be working on EMU's self-study for a 10-year regional reaccreditation and spending more time with her very new grandchildren. Please join me in welcoming Burl Brubaker.
Thank you, and please join me in prayer. Father and Lord, we invite your presence into this celebration. We are grateful for these students who are committing their lives to service as nurses. We are grateful for faculty who have been good mentors, good role models, and teachers. And we are grateful, Lord, for family and friends who have nurtured and supported these graduates over these years. Be with us now as we remember together, as we think about the future, and as we celebrate the accomplishments of these graduates. By our words and actions this hour, we want to honor you, Lord, for it is your grace that ultimately has sustained us throughout these years and granted us the joy of this moment. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The students, the graduates, have asked me to offer a few words of advice. It's not often that people actually ask for your advice. And I notice in the program they call it encouragement. May these words be encouraging. Just a few thoughts. Remember that a patient is not an inconvenience, but the reason for your service. If you happen to work on a busy medical surgical unit, you will have many things to do, an IV to check, a bath to give, medications to distribute, diagnostic tests to assist. But cranky Mrs. Reynolds down the hall wants one more thing. Yes, just a drink of ginger ale, again. You are the smart, technically competent nurse who can give injections no one feels, manage all the fancy machines for your comatose patients, soothe the fears of family and friends, and explain the intricacies of cardiac surgery. But remember, cranky Mrs. Reynolds is afraid too. That's why she keeps demanding your attention. Second, learn to listen well. Listen to your sick client's stories, because there will be the clues to what is going wrong. Listen with an inner ear to demanding patients, for there is meaning in the demand. Listen carefully to the confused older person, because you will recognize the meaning behind what looks like no sense at first glance. Third, be present. I finally understood the essence of nursing one day when I was assisting a physician with a procedure by the bedside. It dawned on me that day that being a nurse was not so much about assisting the physician as it was about holding the hand of that scared and very uncomfortable patient. Caring, I believe that is the essence of nursing. Blessings to each of you as you learn to listen and care deeply.
Hi, Mom. Well, here we are. We finally made it. We have finished the MPAs. We've made it through the adult health classes. We have finished the focus sheets, and we've completed the guides. We have traveled near and far to clinicals. We have pulled the all-nighters, and we have perfected how to provide safe and effective care. Yes, we have come a long way in the past 2 years. Over the past 2 years, I've had the opportunity to give Matt Garber a breast exam. I've spent hundreds of hours locked in a room with 17 other females, and yet I still don't know how they work. I know what to do in emergencies, and I know how to take the time to listen. I have learned the art of handling a needle. I know that you draw insulins from clear to cloudy. Or is it cloudy to clear? Anyway. Yes, we still pass notes in research class and giggle like little schoolgirls. But we have come a long way in the past 2 years. But I must tell you that we did not come in with the same set of skills that we are leaving with. We have learned that it is not proper etiquette to pour the patient's bedside urinal down the sink. We have learned that Desodent is not the best choice to hold dentures in. We have learned that massaging boggy funduses is not for all of us. We have learned the importance of adequately preparing for the incontinent patient. You see, we really have come a long way in these past 2 years. As you can see, we have shared a lot together. We have seen the miracle of new life and have experienced the power of death all in the same day. We have challenged each other in ways we did not think were possible. Faculty and staff have watched us grow and develop as we have watched them grow and develop. We are able to call them our friends, and for that we will always be grateful. Somebody once told me that it is impossible to summarize these last 2 years into words, and the past simply holds all the meaning. So I will simply let the past speak for itself. And if you want to know if we care about each other, if we'll miss each other, just come and ask us to tell you a story, or watch as we tell each other goodbye with a proud tear on our cheek, because we know we have accomplished great things, and we will accomplish great things. I truly will miss you guys, and I thank you for being a part of who I am.
I want to share just a little bit about my journey here at EMU. I knew EMU was a different kind of place almost as soon as I arrived on campus. The day I arrived with my parents in a car filled with my stuff, I remember carrying only one box to my third floor room in Oakwood. Each of my parents also carried only one box to my room. The rest of my stuff was tackled by a swarm of MAs and CAs who seemed to come out of nowhere. Orientation over the next couple of days included a worship service where parents said goodbye to their children, eating dinner at the academic dean's house, and a student-led worship time in a tent on the lawn in front of the campus center. As someone who spent the first 13 years of my education in the public school system, these experiences, all within the first weekend of my time here, amazed me. I had never before experienced, as part of my education, worship services, socializing with teachers or professors, and essentially, community. I knew from the beginning that EMU was different. I came here as a biology pre-med major. I had always wanted to be a doctor. It was my calling. I went through my first year here taking biology and chemistry. As the year went on, however, something began to not seem right. The passion and fulfillment that I expected to find in biology didn't develop. By the end of that first year, I felt deep down inside that biology wasn't for me. It wasn't connecting. I spoke about this with my advisor at the time, Roman Miller. As a biology professor and a pastor, Roman is an example of the different kind of place EMU is. When I met with Roman and explained what I was feeling, I expected him to say something like, "Well, everyone has doubts along the way. Grit your teeth and bear it." The whole pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of thing. Instead, I got a more pastoral response from Roman. As I met with Roman that day, I distinctly remember what he said. He said, "The disconnect you are feeling inside is not insignificant. Pay attention to it. Perhaps this is God speaking." It kind of reminded me of Eli's response to Samuel. In essence, Roman was telling me to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Well, the Lord spoke. I ended up switching to nursing. As I was making this transition, a friend of mine who is a nurse gave me a copy of the nursing department's Sacred Covenant. She said to me, "Matt, the Sacred Covenant on which the nursing program is based is pretty much the job description of a pastor." A nursing program based on a sacred covenant? A biology professor who encouraged me to listen to the still small voice speaking to my soul? I don't think I would have found these things at a large state school. Thankfully, EMU is different. The sacred covenant between the nurse and the patient described in the sacred covenant document perfectly articulated what I felt like I had been called to all along. I was being called to minister to the sick, care for the dying, offer healing to the broken, and hope to the distraught. Nursing was where God was calling me. It's amazing what you experience when you answer God's call. As I think back over my time in the nursing program, I can't picture having a richer, more fulfilling experience. I've been mentored by faculty who are not only my professors, but are also my friends. In the program, I've made amazing friends with whom I've laughed, complained, got up at 4 a.m. for clinicals, stayed up late studying, and depended on for keeping me sane through the program. Now, I'm proud to call these amazing friends amazing colleagues. In closing, I want to say thank you. Thank you to EMU and the faculty for challenging us and providing that different kind of place for us to learn and grow. Thank you to all of you sitting up here with me. Each of you has enriched my life. And most of all, I thank God who led me to EMU, who led me to nursing, and who will lead all of us as we go from here as nurses to minister to his people. Thank you.
The end of a journey is never easy. Saying goodbyes are difficult. We will have to rely on the memories we created to carry us through to the next era. Transition allows for reflection about growth and learning. The things we have learned about nursing, about each other, and about ourselves. I have learned to rely on my peers to help carry my burdens with me. I have learned that community is not just a place, but a created space that can travel with us. I have learned how to mix insulins, how to teach, how to advocate, and how to listen to people's stories. I have learned how to appreciate my past in the present, and how to value the present in looking forward to the future. The last 4 years have been a challenge and a blessing. We came to this institution with a common goal, and we're leaving with a common passion. I found an old paper that I had written, and while many of my thoughts and ideas over the last 4 years have changed, something I was thinking then still holds true for me today. I'm not setting out to change the world, to right all the wrongs, or to set all the captives free. My ultimate goal is not to find the solution to every problem. I simply want to show others what I have been shown, to share with others what I have been given, and to open the eyes of others as mine have been opened to the love of Jesus. As nurses, we have the opportunity to use our profession as a ministry to others.
We have the privilege of serving people in a time of their vulnerability and need. I want to encourage my fellow classmates and myself not to lose sight of our calling to holistic nursing, to doing justice, to loving mercy, and to walking humbly with our God. Florence Nightingale might have said it the best when she said, "Nursing is an art, and if it is to be made an art, it requires an exclusive devotion, as hard a preparation as any painter's or sculptor's work. For what is having to do with dead canvas or dead marble compared with having to do with a living body, the temple of God's Spirit? It is one of the fine arts." I had almost said the finest of fine arts.
Good morning. Those of you who will be pinning students, I ask at this time that you come forward and sit to the left of the stage. When the student's name before you is being pinned, please make your way to the bottom of the steps. After the student is pinned, he or she will move to the candle table, and as a symbol of passing the torch, a faculty member will be lighting the candle. Benjamin Wayne Beitzel. Ben is being pinned by his sister, Laura Beitzel. Ben will be working at Johns Hopkins on the liver, kidney, and pancreas surgery team. Ben would like to thank the faculty and staff for their time and effort. He would also like to thank his family and his fellow nursing graduates for their support. Karen Madison Smith will be lighting Ben's candle. Jess Lee Blair is being pinned by her father, Dennis Wolfe. Jess will be working and being a housewife after graduation, and she would like to thank her family for their support and love. She is blessed to have them in her life. She would also like to thank her husband for his unconditional love and support. She couldn't have come this far without him. Jan Butcher will be lighting Jess's candle. Charlene Elizabeth Day is being pinned by her parents, Charles and Mary Day. Charlene will be working at Rockingham Memorial Hospital on 5 East Orthopedics. She would like to thank her professors, peers, and friends for their guidance and support. She would also like to thank her favorite tutor for many long hours and her parents for their love and support. Karen Madison Smith will be lighting Charlene's candle. Casey Elizabeth Flora is being pinned by her mother, Jan Flora. After graduation, Casey is getting married and will be working at Rockingham Memorial Hospital. She would like to thank her mom, dad, brothers, and fiancé for supporting her in her pursuit of her dream. Laura Yoder will be lighting Casey's candle. Matthew Robert Garber is being pinned by his mother, Deb Garber. After graduation, he will be in Costa Rica for 3 months working with a missionary who works with agricultural practices, then in the emergency room at Lancaster General Hospital in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Matt would like to thank his parents, the nursing faculty, and friends. They have all walked with him and supported him on this journey. Laura Yoder will be lighting Matt's candle. Angie Jewell is being pinned by her sister, Chrissy Jewell. After graduation, Angie will be accepting a position at Hershey Medical Center. She would like to thank her parents and sister for their support, her Aunt Nancy for her inspiration and guidance into nursing, and her friends and family for their encouragement and prayers. Angie is being pinned by Ann Hirschberger. Lisa Nicole King is being pinned by her parents, Dave and Deb King. Lisa will be working on a vascular medical surgical floor at Lancaster General Hospital in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She would like to thank her parents for their wisdom that guides her and for their grace and unconditional love that allows her to continue to discover more about herself. She would also like to thank her church family for their love and support through prayers and guidance, and of course, her fellow nursing school classmates for making these past 2 years enjoyable and memorable. Lisa's being pinned by Ann Hirschberger. Frances Pfister is being pinned by her parents, Ed and Lois Ann Pfister. Frances will be working at All Children's Hospital in St. Pete, Florida, after studying for NCLEX. She would like to thank her amazing family, the great instructors here, all her fellow nursing students, her volleyball and basketball coaches, and teammates, and her Savior, Jesus Christ. Vi Horst will be lighting Francis's candle. Angela Jean Pullen is being pinned by her mother, Gloria Mitchell. Angela will be working at Rockingham Memorial Hospital on 5 East. She would like to thank her family, friends, and faculty for being so supportive. Arlene Weens will be lighting Angela's candle. Kelly Renee Randall is being pinned by her mother, Ellen Randall. Kelly will be working in labor and delivery at Roanoke Memorial Hospital in Roanoke, Virginia. She would like to thank her parents, family, and friends for all their support the last couple years. Kelly would also like to thank the faculty for all their guidance and insight into the nursing profession. She would also like to thank Jenny for all the laughter they have shared through the endless nights of projects. Ann McNally will be lighting Kelly's candle. C.C. Rosen is being pinned by her husband, Lee, and 2 sons, Chandler and Tristan. C.C. will be working in the operating room at Rockingham Memorial Hospital. C.C. would like to thank her husband, Lee, for being a mom and a dad to their boys and doing her laundry, cooking, and cleaning, but most of all, for his patience and understanding. Jan Butcher will be lighting C.C.'s candle. Laura Rachel Sayer is being pinned by her mother, Sharon Johnson. After graduation, Laura will be getting married and moving to Chicago. She would like to thank her family and friends for supporting her through this process. She would also like to thank the graduating class for many laughs and memories. Melody Cash will be lighting Laura's candle. Andrea Nicole Schellenberger is being pinned by her mother, Cynthia Schellenberger. Andrea will be heading to Swaziland for a month to work with the Children's Cup Orphanage before starting her job at Trauma Neuro Intensive Care Unit at Lancaster General Hospital in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She would like to thank her entire family for being her foundation through college and her peers for making her experience here so much fun and memorable. Kathy Rittenhouse will be lighting Andrea's candle. Melissa Corinne Sykes is being pinned by her mother, Margaret Shrewsbury. Melissa will be working in the operating room at Rockingham Memorial Hospital after a cross-cultural trip to China. Melissa would like to thank her mom and sister for their constant support and love, and to Marin for the inspiration to grow. She would also like to thank the nursing department and her peers for being so welcoming and helpful this past year. Ann Hirschberger will be lighting Melissa's candle. Marcy Leanne Sporey is being pinned by her mother, Kathy Sporey. Marcy will be working at Rockingham Memorial Hospital on 4 East. Marcy would like to thank her family and friends. Kathy Rittenhouse will be lighting Marcy's candle. Julie Ann Stauffer is being pinned by her parents, Milo and Bonnie Stauffer. After graduation, Julie will be working at Salem Hospital in the Progressive Care Unit in Salem, Oregon. Julie would like to thank her parents and brothers, Darren and Scott, for their continued love and peaceful encouragements, along with her dear friends and family in Swaziland, for opening their hearts and homes to her while igniting her passion for nursing. Glenda Seacrest will be lighting Julie's candle. Rebecca Sue Troyer is being pinned by Father Ron Troyer. Becca will be working at Tituitsville Area Hospital in Pennsylvania. She would like to thank her family for all their support through the years, as well as the many faculty and staff in the nursing department. Ann Hirschberger will be lighting Rebecca's candle. Christine Wagler is being pinned by her husband, Trent Wagler. Chris will be working on the critical care unit at Rockingham Memorial Hospital. Chris would like to thank Trent, Bailey, Maya, her mom, Sue, Bonnie, and the entire nursing department for believing in her. Karen Madison Smith will light Chris's candle. Robert Earl Weaver is being pinned by his mother, Virginia Weaver. After graduation, Bob will be a psych nurse. He would like to thank all the faculty and his friends and family for their support. Karen Madison Smith will light Bob's candle. Jenny Marie Yeager is being pinned by her mother, Brenda Yeager. Jenny will be working in public health in Chesterfield, Virginia. Jenny would like to thank her family for not letting her give up, her friends and roommates for being there at 2 in the morning, especially Kelly, and also the nursing faculty who have watched her grow over the last 2 years. Laura Yoder is lighting Jenny's candle. At this time, we would like to congratulate EMU nursing graduates of 2008.
I wanted to thank you all again for coming and supporting us. It wouldn't have been possible without everyone. At this time, I would like to invite Dr. Ann Hirschberger to come and close us in a prayer.
I would ask the congregation audience to remain seated and ask the graduates to stand to receive your blessing and benediction. We pause in our celebration, Lord of all creation, with thanksgiving in our hearts for these men and women who have submitted themselves to the rigor of study, the practice of nursing, and the call of a discipline which requires love and suffering and knowledge and skill. We are thankful, dear God, for their contribution to us at EMU and to many individuals and families and communities in the last years. We now hold them before you, Christ the Healer, to ask your blessing as they leave us. No matter what system they are part of, no matter where in the world you call them to serve, let them remember to revel in joy for the beauty of creation in young and old, dying and living, in small glances of love, in faithful struggle. Let them walk with resolve and courage into the darkness of suffering, be it their own or others, confident they will be carried and will find light on the other side. Let them face their own woundedness and brokenness in their healing, and in their healing find wisdom to heal others. Let them soar on eagle's wings as you have promised. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen and amen.